I would like to call to order the Board of Trustees Personnel Committee meeting at 5:40 p.m. on May 17th, 2022. As we look at the adopting the agenda, is there anyone who has questions or sees anything that needs to be changed? Is there a motion to accept the agenda?
I'll make a motion to accept the agenda.
Is there a second?
Second it.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And then we have minutes. Our last meeting was March 15th, 2022. Does anyone have any questions or changes they see need to be made to the minutes?
I'll move for approval, Ms. Madam Chair.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Any questions, further discussion? No? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
And opposed? Motion carries. Number four, we have some position description revisions. We saw on our March 15th meeting, we did see a sample. And the rest of them are now in our packet. Mm-hmm. And Julie, would you like to give an overview on any?
The template is based on recommendations that was part of our LSTA grant on advancing equity and inclusion in Central Minnesota Libraries. So our goal of having staff that represents our patrons and being able to recruit diverse staff as well. So the template involves maybe more clear and concise language, a way for maybe people to want to apply or feel like they could qualify and take the time to apply versus feeling like they may not be qualified. So it's, and then also just sort of a commitment to our values and a diverse workforce that we think will attract people to apply. Really, the goal is to get people to apply and to get a more diverse workforce. And we've been using some of this in our job postings, and I think we're seeing some success on the number of applications and the diversity of them. So we've been pretty pleased with some of our applicant pools.
Does anyone have any questions or anything they want to bring up? I thought they look really.
They're a little really shorter.
They are shorter. So much easier to read
for everybody, and that's the goal. Particularly the physical demands is just so much. It's more about people being able to say, yes, I could do it this way, as opposed to, no, I can't do that. So.
I had just a question. In terms of the diversifying and stuff, are we asking for people who can speak more than English, Spanish, Somali? Is that something that we are prioritizing in terms of hiring?
We may put that in a posting. We don't have it on the job description, but depending on the area, it could be something we would add as maybe a preference, okay. Not necessarily a requirement.
Sure.
Any other questions? Is there a motion to accept?
So moved.
Second?
I'll second.
Any other questions or discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right. Item number five is the Human Resources Interim Plan and Structure Evaluation, which is page 65. And Karen will give a description.
Yeah. So Julie Smith has decided she's going to retire. She was one of my first hires as director 7 years ago. It's a good decision. I haven't regretted it for a day. But we are sad to see her go. In the midst of that, we realized there's some opportunities to look at streamlining processes. The other thing that happened is we've hired a couple of different people for a payroll job and have had a hard time retaining people. So we're trying to find ways to fill that position in a really tight labor market. First of all, I appointed Amy Anderson, who's with us today, as interim director of HR in addition to accounting coordinator. We've done this for our other positions in the past. That's using our interim policy. And she's agreed to serve in that role for a short time to help us figure out whether or not these two departments can be merged. The other thing that happened is Erin Mallow, who's currently a distribution aide, was one of our applicants for our payroll position in this last posting. She just finished her accounting program this week, and so we are going to put her in an internship, a paid internship, under our internship policy to let her get some experience in the job and see how she does. We think she's going to be a great fit. She's been a regular user of the library over a long time. Period of time. Her mom works here, so we feel like Erin's someone that we're willing to try with an internship and see how she likes the job. Julie Schmitz has agreed to come back post-retirement a couple of days a week to help get Erin trained in. So we will probably see Julie a couple days in June, and then she's going to do fun things in her retirement. Patty's agreed to take on some of the HR processes in the interim. So Patty's taking over our safety and wellness team for now, and she has been on that safety and wellness team longer than anybody at Great River at this point, so she's the expert. And then she's also taking on volunteer management. In addition, we just hired Desra Rittman, who's the HR generalist. She's replacing Elizabeth Prell, who is also retiring in June. Desra's been in training now for, I don't know, a couple months?
1 month.
So it's been a crash course in how to post positions. She's just interviewing via Zoom today, and she's hit the ground running. She's a longtime employee with Great River and was looking to move up within the organization into a full-time job. She's really excited about the opportunity. So we have a great team behind the scenes keeping things going, like keeping people paid, which is important. And hopefully we'll have a pretty good idea of what we need to do next and backfill some of these positions once we know what we need. But payroll used to be in the accounting department, and it seems like there's some opportunities for streamlining at minimum between the two sides of payroll and benefits and HR and accounting. So we're hoping to get a real close look at that over the next couple of months. We may have position descriptions as early as July if we can come up with some concrete long-term solutions to how we want to staff, but we don't want to rush things, and we do want to give some time to figure out where the gaps are now versus the structure we had 7 years ago when we hired Julie. So, any questions about that at all? Just want to be really transparent.
I appreciate your transparency, Madam Chair and Karen. I do have just a quick question. If you're having an employee do the equivalent of maybe a job and a half when she's filling in as an interim. Is there any, so we're not say, it says there's no budget, no additional budget cost. Are we saving money with that? And is that, is there a, what's the bottom line when we look at whether or not that position can be one position? Is that what you're looking at, that Amy's position would end up being one position? Or
no, I think we will need a position, a full-time position filled. So currently, Amy, under the interim policy, Amy gets bumped into the associate director pay rate. So she gets a pay increase during that interim. We still have a 40-hour position that's not filled at the same, well, couple. If you look at the HR department over the last couple of years, we haven't backfilled all of the positions. So what we're really looking at is, do we need an accounting coordinator and an associate director of HR, or could we have an associate director of HR and accounting and then maybe an HR coordinator that reports to them? Because one of the other things is I'm looking long-term at my own position, and I have 9 direct reports. That's probably not the ideal structure, but that's the structure we have right now. And it would make sense that HR and accounting would be combined. In other systems, they are. So, and then we may look at outsourcing some of the processes. But one of the challenges with that right now is our benefit credit structure is so complex. It's not something we can easily outsource. So we're looking at what things we might be able to outsource rather than hire for, and those are all going to be parts of the evaluation.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate mm-hmm. that.
No?
It's a wrap.
All right. Well, the next meeting is to be determined. We don't have anything scheduled at this time. And meeting adjourned at 5:50.